Today's daf is Beseches Vachim, daf Ayin Vav, and we're holding on the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Beit, and we're in the middle of the sugyas that revolves on the question of whether one is allowed to be mevi in kachim lebeit hapsul. So we had two shitot in the Mishnah yesterday, according to which if you have an osham that get mixed up with a shlamim, according to Rabbi Shem, you're simply machmir. So what you do is you shech both of them bitzafon, which would be kosher in any event, and you eat it for one day in a night, which would be kosher in any event, and only for zichrei kuna, which would be kosher in any event. The Chachomim, on the other hand, said you cannot do that, because then you're limiting the zman of the achila, which normally would have been 2 days, and you're limiting it to one day, and you're also limiting the number of people that can eat, and you're also limiting where it can be eaten, and then therefore the likelihood is that it could become puzzle, certainly much more likely to become puzzle. On the other hand, in a case where there was a mixture after the shechita, so now we have pieces of meat that we don't know if they're shlomi, we don't know where, if they're osham, obviously there's nothing else to do in that case, and so you're nechal kechom shebeham. Now yesterday we had the din that you're not allowed to buy truma with the meishvi eat, because the meishvi, let's say you would buy some grapes before Pesach, you'd have to get rid of those grapes, this mana biur, which would be erev Pesach for grapes. And what happens over here is, if you don't finish it in time, so then your truma is going to go to waste. Mashenkin, if it was, and you have to be careful not to allow truma to go to waste. So don't buy truma with shvi eat. And some of the Talmidim wanted to say that this is apparently not like Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there's no problem with vin kachil beit apsul. And he pointed out to them that even Rabbi Shimon didn't allow you to be mevi kachim lebeit apsul chatchila. He only said that where you have an asham neshlomim that need shechita, the alternative being to sell them, wait until they get a mum, sell them, which is always involved in a loss, that's not a good alternative. But over here, there's no reason to search it. Just don't buy it. Don't use the money of shvi'it to buy the truma. So Rabbi Shimon would undoubtedly agree in such a case. That's where we were up to. So Afilu, let's just review those last words. Amar lehu, 3 lines up. Afilu temer Rabbi Shimon. The only thing that Rabbi Shimon said was animil di avad. We've already got a mixture, now you have to do something about it. Did he ever say lechatchila? Lechatchila, no. He didn't say go out and create the situation that's going to demand being mevi kachim lebeit hapsul. Asks the Gemara, lechatchila lo. Is that true? The Rabbi Shimon didn't go all the way in this and say it's not a concern. Just finish it up faster. You don't have to worry about Beit Apsul. Eitve Abaye v'chulam. All of the types of korbanot, various foods that the Kohanim are going to be eating, the different meats of the different korbanot, they can eat that meat however they want. And they are allowed, l'shanot b'achilatan, to change the mode of eating, whether it would be to eat it as a barbecue, or to make a cholent out of it, shlukin, or to make a stew out of it, mevushal. Actually, stew is probably also shaluk. Shaluk means long, long cooking, which is really what stew is, stewed. And then mevushalim is regular, just boiled up. And furthermore, and here's what's important to us, they can even use various spices, even if those spices aren't Kodesh, Tavle Chulin, and no Tavle Truma, the Rabbi Shimon. Now, if you put Tavle Truma into Basar Kachim, man, oh man, are you going to be mevi lebeit hapsul? The Basar Kachim are going to have to be finished eating either today or tonight. That's it. And yet, you see, you're allowed to do it lechatchila. This is Rabbi Shimon. Amar Lehu, no, that's not a raya, says Rava, because that case talked about Tavlin. And Tavlin is only Drabbanan. We're not makbid on Mishmeret Trumotai to be careful not to bring it Lebeit HaPsul. To the right, over there you'll be makbid. I'm not true. And Drabbanan, we're not makbid. So over here to say, but it's some Tavlin. There's never a way that Tavlin could be a Diorita. So that's where we're Mata Lechatchila.
It's not bottle, it's just that.
No, it's definitely, but Tavlin are never bottle because they're made Le Tam. And the Tam over here, that's the whole point. But doesn't matter. Eat it up. That's all. Just eat it up faster. What happens if you don't eat it up? No, Gemela. The whole thing is only a Truma Derabanan anyway. So, but you can't prove from there that when it gets to the serious issue to buy Truma, which Shvias, we're talking about a Diorita, I still maintain, makes perfectly good sense that would be true, that it's Asra Filah Libid Rabbi Shimon. Omar Lay. Sorry. Eitve. So he comes back now with another question about him. En lokrin truma bekesev maaser. Look at this. You can't bring truma with the money for Maaser Sheni, because then where are you going to be allowed to eat it? Only in Yerushalayim. So you're going to be mamayet be'achilata? I mean, and what if you can't get up to there and so on? You can't eat it right away. Probably become puzzle. So here again, you've got the same issue. And look at this. Rabbi Shimon Matir. And this is Lechatchila. This is exactly the same case as not buying with Kesef Shviyas. Exactly the same. With Kesef Shviyas, you're being mamai at the time of the Achila to the Zman HaBiur. And over here, you're being mamai at the place of the Achila to Yerushalayim. And in either case, Rabbi Shimon says it's not a problem. At that point, Rabbi gave up. Ishtikle, it seems to be unavoidable to conclude that it's true that Alib and Rabbi Shimon, even Lechatchila, were not mocked. Remarkable. Kyoto Lekame, to Rav Yosef. When Abaya came to Rav Yosef, told him over this whole story, Omar Leh said to Abaya, I don't understand, you had such a good question, and you didn't ask it. You should have asked him from this. Amay lo totve miha, ein bevashlim yerek shel shvi'id, b'shemen shel truma, shelo yaviu kadashim lebet apsul, v'rebi shema matir. Look at this. You cannot cook veggies of shvi'is in oil of truma. Why? Because those veggies are going to absorb oil, and then you're not going to be able to eat them, because they're going to be after the Zman HaBiur, and at that point, the Truma is going to come to Deipsu, and Rabbi Shimon is Matir. So you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is no problem. There's a Mishnah. No? You get a better proof of this? Beautiful. Omar Le'abaya, no, that wouldn't have been a good question to him. I'll tell you, I already asked him from the case of the Tavlin, which is basically the same thing. And he answered that, no, it's talking about Trumas Tavlin, which is only Rabbanon. That's what he would have done to me over here. He would have said, Amar li hanach le Trumas Tavlin Rabbanon. Hachanami would have said, even though it says oil of Truma and Yerek of Shvias, that's just loose. Maybe it just means don't mix Truma and Shvias. No, said Rabbi Yosef, come on. It can't be talking about the Yerek is the Truma and Truma's Yerek is the Rabbanon. Because then it would have said it the other way around. It would have said, don't boil or fry vegetables of truma in oil of shvias. But it doesn't say that. It says in oil of truma. Oil of truma is diorita. Shemen zayit is truma diorita, for sure. And it's saying that even though it's truma diorita, Rabbi Shimon is matir, cooking that vegetable in that oil, which will then absorb that oil, and now that oil is not going to be able to be eaten after the Zman HaBiur of the veggie. So there you go. Rabbi Shimon says it's okay anyway. So apparently even lechatchila, it's okay. So come on, man, admit that you didn't ask him the best question. That's a much better question. No, it's not a better question. I'll tell you. I already asked it from our Mishnah. They asked him. I mean, the Matir Rabbi Shimon, right? And Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter to go ahead and to shecht the Ashram Shenizhar B'Shlami. And he said, but that is only Bidi Avad. It's talking about that they were already mixed. So since they were already mixed, so because of that, Rabbi Shimon says, okay, so go ahead and shecht it in this way. So he'll say that over here it's also talking about the oil and the yerakot were already mixed. And nonetheless, you shouldn't fry them. What? Why shouldn't you fry them? So why would the Rabbanan say you can't fry them? Well, I mean, the same thing the Rabbanan said in the case of the Mishnah. They said the Ashram and Shlamim were already mixed, and you can't check them. Oh, come on. What are you talking about? In the case of the Mishnah, obviously he said there's different levels, you know. In the case of the Mishnah, it's already mixed. But changing that would have involved a loss. Loss would have been you have to wait till it gets a moon, then you have to sell it, and so on. So that's what he was telling everybody. No, that's only bidiavad. That's considered to be bidiavad, because you're going to take a loss. So now, we come to this case, you're telling me it's already mixed. So therefore, you might as well go ahead and fry it. That's what you're saying. If that's the case, why would the Rabbanan say that you can't fry it? It's certainly not the same as the case of the Shlamim that gets mixed up with the Ashram, or at least you have an option over here. Well, what's your option? You already have the oil mixed with the vegetables. It's been soaking in the oil. Now, what exactly do you want him to do now? You might as well fry it. If it's comparable to any case, it's comparable to the case where pieces of meat get mixed up with other pieces of meat, where there's no option, and so because of that, the Rabbanan are also asking that you can eat it. So what's the problem? Over here, how let they takanta beria? What, you're going to let the veggies go out to get a mum? There's no comparison. If you want to compare it to a case in the Mishnah, what's comparable to? Chatichot shebechatichot. We're over there, the Rabbanan are also Moda. The Kivan Aleta Kanta, there's nothing else to do. I cannot be put a piece of meat. So Mamela, I have to be Ochel Kechamor Shebem. So here too, since I already mixed the vegetables in the oil, I have to anyway eat it. And therefore, what's the difference if I eat it fried? It's exactly the same thing. Maskiflo Ravina. Ravina attacked that distinction. And he said, you cannot compare the case of the vegetables and the oil to the case of the pieces of meat that got mixed with each other. Because there's yet a more subtle distinction. Even though there may not be takanta bereiya, but at least you can basically separate out 99% of the stuff, squeeze it. Squeeze it out. Squeeze out the oil. Then you'll be able to eat the shemen for as long as possible. And then the shemen truma, you're not going to be maybe baked up soup. But I mean, if you fry it now, and then it's not going to be anything to do. It's going to, the whole thing will be completely mixed. It'll have the time of the shriyas all mixed and there's nothing to do. So over there, the chatikha shabbat, the chatikha, there's nothing to do at all. Let leitakanta klal, obviously, the only thing left to do is to eat it. What are you going to do? Let it get ruined? But over here, hi, eat leitakanta bischita. You could squeeze it out. And if you squeezed it out, so you would save the shemen of truma. And therefore, the rabbanan say, don't go ahead and fry it. So therefore, it's not really a good raya. Says Rav Yosef, what do you mean it's not a good raya? It's a great raya. What do you mean squeeze it out? How do you squeeze it out? Tell me. You want to put serious weight on that pepper? You know what's going to happen to the pepper if you really squeeze out the oil? You're going to crush the pepper. Are you allowed to crush a pepper of shvias? No, you're not. So nischa tuva kamafsi de shvias. If you're not going to be really squeezing it to the point where you're damaging the pepper, then you're not going to get out much oil. So sofiyare v'ruv. Therefore, there would be absolutely no way to taina about this, that there are options, if that were the case. If it was mu'urav.
Shvias food has to be eaten.
You're not allowed to be mafsid. It has to be eaten before this man had biur.
But if you mashed potatoes, you don't lose it.
That's because that's how to eat potatoes. But if you mash peppers, you throw them in the garbage. Okay, so therefore we're left with this little picante issue over here, which is whether Abaya really had a better raya, as Rabbi Yosef Taina, because he could have asked him from the case where Rabbi Shimon is mater frying up the shvias in the oil, or whether Rava would have been able to be docha his raya by claiming that it was already mixed. And Rabbi Yosef Taina is, what do you mean, if it's already mixed, and the Rabbanan also would have let you eat it, right? But they say that you can't fry it up. Don't give me this stuff. You could have, the Rabbanan have an option of squeezing out the oil. That's not a serious option. Therefore, it's a good raya, and Abaya held that Rava would have come back at him, and that the only thing that could completely shut him up, or ishtikle, was the case of Truma being purchased with the money of Meiser Sheni. There, I really shut him up. That's what I wanted to do. I don't want any comeback. To sit and argue with him. Eitve, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lemochorat mevi Hashamo velugo imo veomer im shel mitzora areza Hashamo vezelugo. Over here we have a situation where someone is misupak if he has to bring a korban mitzora, and he's now on the day after. Lemochorat means the day after his second haircut, tiglachat niyah, and that's the day that normally he would bring his asham mitzora with the luk shemen. And at that point, could become now completely tahor. Here he doesn't know whether he's mukhi of the carbon or not. So what does he do? He brings an asham mitzora, and he brings a luk shem, and he makes it tonight. And he says, if this is an asham of a mitzora, so im shel mitzora, then this is the asham. And this is the luk shemen that is being brought with that asham. The im lav, but if it's not a chiyav of an asham mitzorah, so then I do hereby dedicate this asham for a shalomim, as in a nedava, and then you would go right ahead and you would treat that korban as a chomer shebehem, namely, you would have to do shkita b'tzafon, which is what Rabbi Shimon said. You would need to do the matan bahonot, of course, with the oil. You would need to, matan bonot with the dam, I mean, even though normally, obviously, we wouldn't use a dam of a shlomim for matan bonot. You need to do smicha. Smicha is a bit of a problem, because as we saw earlier, if there's a chiyuv of smicha on one and not a chiyuv of smicha on the other, what are you supposed to do? The only answer the Gemara had before was that it was korban nashim. Over here, that's not the case. So there's actually a machlokas whether there's also a chiyuv of smicha on an asher mitzar. So if you hold, according to the mandiyam, there's a chiyuv of smicha on asher mitzar, there's no problem. Because then he's same as Maman of Shach, either as an asher mitzar, or as the shlomim. Doesn't have any problem. However, there are those who hold that the din of smicha mitzara is only a derabbanan, in which case you're not allowed to press down. According to which, you would just put your hand lightly on it to be same. And that way, you would be yotzi the shlomim as well. Fine, but in any event, but let's move on to the main thing that bothers us over here. So here we have Rabbi Shimon that is saying to go right ahead, not because it was already Mu'rav, it was not already Mu'rav. Go right ahead and bring it. Treat it this way, lechatchila, and you do nisachim. You do the tenuf of the chaz of a shok, because it might be a shlomim, and a shlomim requires the chaz of a shok. And you have to be machmer, obviously, on the achila. What if it's not a shlomi? So you're only able to eat it the yom v'layla. And he's saying to do this zechatchila. So what are you telling me that Rabbi Shimon was only matir once it was mixed? Was it mixed? Says the Gemara, well, in a sense it was mixed. In the sense that tikkuni gavra shayne. It's mixed because the guy needs to do something. He may be a mitzora. Therefore, he may require an asham mitzora. So now he's got to do something. That need to do something is not called a zechatchila. But that doesn't mean that he'd allow you up front to go ahead and to purchase truma with the money of Shemitah to be mamayat the zman of the achila truma. It's not comparable. By the way, this is all very nice about what you do with the asher mitzora. What exactly do you do with the lug? How do you bring a lug of oil, if you're not a mitzora, into the Beit HaMikdash? Well, that's no problem. As we'll see later, you can give a lug shemen as a gift. So you say the same tonight. If I am a mitzera, then this is the lug shema shem mitzera. And if not, lug ze yelen edava. Well, if it's not a mitzera, then he's going to be in trouble. Because if you bring a lug shemen as an edava, that lug shemen has a din of a carbon mincha, as we'll see later. In which case, you have to do kmitza on the shemen. And then that kmitza you're going to have to bring up to the mizbeah. Now, that's going to lead you into trouble. So if, therefore, he's not a mitzera, dima lav mitzerahi, uboi mekametz. Okay, so do. Go ahead, do the kmitza. But if you do the kmitza, and it turns out that he's a mitzora and he didn't need to do a kmitza, then you're not going to have the oil for the matan sheva. You need matan sheva, don't you? Boy matan sheva. So there's still oil left. So use the oil that's left for matan sheva to do the, before you put it on the mitzera himself, you sprinkle the oil lifnei Hashem. So sprinkle. No, but you can't. Because you're only allowed to do that from a lug mole. And over here, since you did the kmitza, it's not a lug shemen. So, okay, so bring some more oil and fill it up. That's, why is that a problem? The maite pour to a mole light. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah that it's not? Chasar halug, if something happens to the lug shemen before he does the yitzika, atchelo yatzak, yimaleno, you can always go ahead and fill it up. All right, but then, I mean, don't you have to bring up the kmitza on the mizbeach, assuming that he is not a mitzera, v'boi haktora? So go ahead. Who's stopping you? Go bring it up. The haktorle. Well, now, wait a minute. When are you going to do this haktora? If you're doing the haktora after he does the matanot sheva on the tzad that the guy is a mitzera, then this is the classic case of a mincha with a shiareya mincha. The shirayim is what's left over after doing kmitza. In this case, you did kmitza on the shemen. You took out some of that shemen to do a matan sheva of the dam, which wasn't necessary, if assuming it was really a lug of nedava. But necessary or unnecessary is irrelevant. Bottom line is, the shirayim are now chaser. In a regular mincha, if anything happens to some of the shirayim after kmitza, you are not makter the kemet. So vein makter in the takobetz aleihem. And if your solution is, okay, so you know what? I'll make sure to do the kmitza and the aktarata komets of the oil before I do the matnot sheva. Nope. Then you've got another serious problem. Because the halacha is that we learn out Ela Mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach. That pasuk which Pashtus is talking about, Kosor v'chodrash korban reishis, you're supposed to make, the Ela Mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach. We darshan from there anything which is Ela Mizbeach, lo yalu l'reach nichoach. So something which is being brought to the Mizbeach for one purpose, nothing else of it may be brought. Nu halacha love. According to which, this is how Rashi understands, once I brought the haktara of the kmitz, I now turn the oil into something that was kosher b'meno l'mizbeach. If it's kosher b'meno l'mizbeach, then I don't have the right to do the zrikas dam sheva klape Hashem, because that would be the equivalent of haktara of that oil. That's how Rashi understands it. Now, Tosfos does not like that at all for a number of reasons. The first one being, where the heck do you get the idea that doing a zrika of Shem is equivalent of kosher mimeno lo yalu l'reach nichoach? What in the world does that have to do with l'reach nichoach anyway? You know, you're not bringing it. But furthermore, Tosfos is bothered by the answer. The answer is, Omer Rav Yehuda, Bereder Rav Shimon ben Pazi, you bring this oil l'shem etzim, as if it is wood on the Mizbeach, because the Tani Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer makes the famous diak in that pasuk. Lo yalu l'reach nichoach means only l'reach nichoach. So if you're bringing something up to the Mizbeach as a carbon, you're going to be over on this Yitzhar Kosher Menolish. If you would take this oil, the Shirai, and you'd say, I'll bet this would burn nicely on the Mizbeach and it'll help burn the carbonus, so you're bringing it up for wood.
Fuel.
So that's not a Reach Nichoach. So the Torah never asks for putting on other things on the Mizbeach that were roy for the Mizbeach from other points of view. So Avalata Ma'ala L'Shem Eitzim. Now obviously what bothers Tosfos is, that's not what it should have said. We're not bringing anything on the Mizbeach. So you cannot bring this oil and sprinkle the oil and say you are fish, you are wood. And you can't do that because you're not putting it on the Mizbeach. What it should have said is that we have an equivalent case of Libet Rebbe Eliezer where Dam, that should not have been brought. But it's being brought mitzad ha-sofek. You are ma'alad as if it's mine. Your zarek as if it's mine. That's what it should have said. Should have said, l'shem mayim bi'alma, not l'shem shemen. In which case, you won't be over on the haktar. Therefore, in the keach of these two issues, Tosfos says it's completely off what Rashi is suggesting. And that in actuality, it's a rather complex sugya, which is dependent on a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer as to what it means when it says kosher b'meno l'ishim lo taktiro l'reach b'choach. Does it mean something which is literally l'ishim? In which case, let's say a chatas ha'of, which has nothing that's given l'ishim, there would be no such issue. I only put the dam, right? Put the dam of the chatas on the mizbeach. Now, suppose a kohen would put some of the meat of that chatas ha'ela, which none of it goes on the mizbeach. There's no emurim. He instead of eating it, he puts some of it on the mizbeach. Will he be chayev or not for this issue? If you hold it's kosher b'meno l'ishim, nothing was given l'ishim. Rabbi Akiva Tainas, it doesn't mean literally l'ishim. It means anything that has a shame korban. So if you brought the dam of it, it's a shame korban. According to Rabbi Akiva, since the meaning of ishim is lavda, in other words, the whole thing is, does it have a shame of a korban? So too, the lo yalu l'reach nichoach is lavda. In other words, you can't sprinkle it either. So according to him, the question is more fundamental. How could you do any of this? It has a shame korban, then you're not allowed to do the zrika. Much more direct. Okay, in any event, so we're answering now. It would have to be going on Libet Rebbe Eliezer, who says that you can be Zorek, the way Rashi's learning, and you'd have to be Zorek L'Shem Mayim, just as you could be Ma'aleh, and you're Ma'aleh L'Shem Eitzim. Same thing. Obviously, it doesn't really fit over here, but Rashi says it doesn't matter, because since we're bringing the Lush of the Pasuk, Lo Taktirum Yimeno Yishel Hashem, we use a word that would be suited for that Pasuk, even though it's a little silly in the context that we're using it, where we're sprinkling Shemen. But in the Pasuk, it means Eitzim. Es the Gemara, but now you got another problem. Because since you filled up this oil in order to make sure that you had the full lug, in order to take the matan sheva from, that means that some of this contents was never actually hutar because you didn't take a kometz on it. Because there's other shemen in here that was put in after the kmitza. So if that's the case, ikahach purta, the lo kometz ilayim. So how are you allowed to eat that? He's supposed to be eating the shirayim. How can he eat those shirayim if whatever you put back in after the kmitza, in the event that it is an adava, so then the matanot ha-mitzora, which is usually the basis of the matir. What is the matir of the luk shemen shel mitzora to the kohen? The matan shemen of the mitzora. But what if he's not a mitzora? So then what would be the matir of the shemen to the kohen? The kmitza. So what if it really is a nadava and he's not a mitzora? And now he added more shemen of hekdesh into it in order to allow him to take off the 7 matanos that he would have had to do for the mitzora, which turns out the guy wasn't a mitzora. That oil that's in there, what was matirit ba'achila? Tell me. He's going to be mild hekdesh if he eats it. There were no hazoyas because there wasn't a need for hazoyas. Turns out the guy maybe wasn't a mitzora. On the tzad that it was a nedava, the matir of that shemen was the kemetz, but the kemetz was taken out before I added in this new oil. So well, how can I eat it? It's mixed up with iser. Clear? Answers the Gemara, you're paid out. Enochinami, he would have to be paid at that additional oil, wherever it is in here, pay the money, take it out of the rishus of hagdish, and then it would be mutter to be eaten. How could you be paid at it? The moment that you're paid at it, it turns into chulin. So where are you going to be paid at? The porikle. The porikle hecha. Where? Inside the azora? Igavoi. So then the moment that you do that, you're going to be motzi, the kachim lechulin, and now there's shemen shachulin in the azora that's being treated as a carbon over here. You can't do that. And if you take it out to be paid at it, then it becomes possible beyotze, the part that is kodesh. So no matter what you do, you're up the creek. So idig iavroi, and it's kodesh kodashim, like eri mincha. So ifsila beyotze. Well, actually, you do the pidyon in the azora. There's no iser of having chulin appear in the azora. The iser is bringing chulin to the azora. And therefore, the chulin memela havyan. It's not a problem that having done the pidyon, something turns into chulin. Now, I don't understand. This whole thing is crazy. You're explaining to me an entire story, a libra to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Omer. I've asked you a dozen questions. You've explained each shita to me, and it all works out beautifully. You could just bring alternative shemen, and you make this tonight, and you mamala it, and you do the kmitza, and then you're paid it. This is all great, except for one minor problem. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that there's no such thing as a nedava of shemen. So let's get back to the drawing board. How is a guy bringing a luk shemen shem mitzera on a suffix? V'amar Rabbi Shimon ein mitnadvim shemen. True, but even though that's a halacha legabi nedava, he's made that for the purposes of tikkuni gavra, it isn't really just a nedava. It is the only way in which I could be able to become tar as a mitzera, is by being able to treat this shemen as a nedava, as part of the tanai that I make in the event that I'm not a mitzera. And memela over there, that's not called mitnadvim shemen stam. So tikkuni gavra shayni. Now Rav Rechumi was sitting in front of Ravina, and he was saying over, v'kamer mishmeidu v'unam batachlifa, why don't we say that this asham should be an asham talui? Why do we have to make it into a suffix over here, whether it's going to be kachikalim, kachikachim, turn it into shalomim, and then you get all of these problems? Why not just say it should be an asham? I said, what do you mean an asham? How can you bring an asham? Well, Rebbe Eliezer's shita is, and this apparently had a very good Jewish mother, that you can always bring an asham talui because you're always feeling guilty. You must have done something wrong, so bring an asham talui for whatever you did wrong lately. You can never be sure. So it turns out you can basically be menadev an asham talui. And therefore, that would be the easiest solution, no? And that way you don't get into the problem of being maybe kachim lebeit apsul, because an asham talui has the same one-day achila limits as the and kohanim achila limits and inside azor achila limits as a korban shlavi. Instead, to do it this way, you get into the problem of maybe in kachim lebeit apsul. Ah, must be. I have a brilliant solution. Must be, Shmamina, that we have finally identified the man, the Amar, who argues on Rebbe Eliezer, and who says that you can't not bring an Oshem Toloi as a Nedava is Rabbi Shimon. Since this is Rabbi Shimon, he says you have no choice and you must bring a Shlomim. Isn't that good? Oh, Marley. Ravina said, oh my God, Tera, what happened? This guy's supposed to be a Talmud Chacham. What's the matter with you? Are you out of your mind? Imri b'dichri michlef ilacha. What do you bring a Asher Metzera from? What type of animal? A keves, ben shnato. What garment do you bring an ashram toloi from? It has to be an aisle like every other. So what do you mean make it into an ashram toloi? No, how did you get mixed up in such a thing? Nothing is a silly discussion. You're coming up with a brilliant solution that it must be I've identified. Maybe you've identified the species instead of identifying the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Keneged Rabbi Eliezer. So, whoops, that's right for today. L'chadchila lo, eit ve'abaye, v'chulam rishayim kohanim l'shanot b'achilatan l'achlan sluyin shlukim v'vusholim v'latet l'tochan tavle chulin v'tavle truma divrei Rabbi Shimon. Oh, Marla, that's trumas tavlin. I'm not for trumas tavlin. It's only an issur d'rabbanan. It's only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. He had a much better question than that. Why didn't you ask him from Ein Mavashim Yerach Shvius B'Shemesh Shatruma Shelo Yaviu Kach Rebet Absol Rabbi Shimon Matir? There it even identifies the problem. Omalei Abai, nah, I already tried something like that. I already asked him Yada Tavlin. And he got out of it by wiggling away, claiming Trumas Tavlin is the Rabbanan. He would have said that we're talking about Trumas Yerek, the Rabbanan. No, says Rabbi Yitzchak, he said that. Yachib chami boy lelemite. Yerek shal Truma b'shemen shal shviit. Obviously, the shemen is Truma, and that is the Oraita. Well, but they already asked for the Mishnah, where Rabbi Shimon is matir. The Amarli di Yarif, and he'll still claim that the pepper and the oil was already mixed. No, Rabbi Yosef says he couldn't claim that. Idiyar of my tamay other rabbanan. Well, he would have said, "Midave Hashem Ashlami." No, mi dami. Hatamitle takanta beriya. Halatay takanta beriya. The case here is only similar to chatichasha b'tachatichot. The given the let takanta that over there in the rabbanan or made ochal kachomer shabem. So over here the rabbanan would be made that you should be able to fry it up. Matkifla Ravina, why? I mean, couldn't you say, but over here, at least you could squeeze the oil out of the pepper? Rav Yosef says, that's not an option. Echin nischot. Nischot tuva. Kamavsid shvias. Nischot purta. So in the end, you're left with tarovet anyway, so you might as well fry it. Eitve. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lemochorat of his haircut, maybe ashamo. And since he's Mesupak, he says, Im Shal Mitzorah. So this is the Asham Mitzorah, and this is the Luk Shemen. Ve'im Lav, then this is actually not an Asham, it's a Shlomi. And Oto Asham, we have to be Machman, of course. The Bishech Bitzofan, Matan Bahonot, you need to do Smicha, Nesochim, Tenufas Chazavashok, like a Shlomi, V'nechal Yom V'layla, like an Asham. Anyway, but he says you're allowed to do this up front, even though it was not Mu'arav before. But Tikkuni Gavra is the same thing, isn't it? So Tikkuni Gavra is shiny. But hey, Tenach Asham, what about the lug? How could you bring a lug on a Suffolk, Michael Amemar? Same thing. The lug, you say the lug is an Adava. So when you love Mitzori, and then you need to do Kmitza, so do Kmitza. Maybe it's a Mitzori, and you need to do Matan Sheva, so do Matan Sheva. But then it was chaser for the kmitza. So refill it. It's not chaser alug atchelo yatzagi liyim le'enu. But you need to be makter it. Okay, so do. The actorle. Ah, but when would you be makter it? E butter matanot shevas, and I would be sure I'm chaser ben kmitza like Torah. And you're not allowed to be makter the kmitza le'enu. If it would be kate matanot sheva, you'd never be allowed to do the matanot sheva because kosher better le'ishim. We'll pretend that it's wood, or in this case, water. The maskul l'shem etzim. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer l'reach nichoach yata ma'aleh, avalata ma'aleh l'shem etzim. The Aika Shiraim over there, they were not kosher because the boy Melino, Vikach Purta, the law commits Iluye. How's the Kohen going to eat it? He's paid it. Then how? Where is he paid it? Gabar Lehecha. Igavoi is going to be Mayachul and Lazor. Iavroi is going to be Mapaislet Beyotse. Le'olam Gavoi. And the chulin becomes chulin memela for the pidyon, but that's not called malachulin lazor. But how does this whole thing even work? Since it's all a libid Rabbi Shimon, ha'amar Rabbi Shimon ain mitnadvim shemen at all. Tikune gavra shaydi. Yatif refechume kabed ravina, v'yatif ekamer b'shpeid ravuna b'tachlifa. Why can't you just say that asham zeya asham tolui? Apparently, Shmamin Aman Tadi the Polygale the Rebbe Eliezer, Reb Shimoni, the Omer, Eimit Nadvinat Sham Talui. Oh, Marle, vei, 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 Teira, Teira. Imri Bedichri Bichafilachah.